This is my big moment. Be quiet.
Chapter 2. In the undergrowth, Max jumped out of the X-gate, landing by the huge roots of the kapok tree. He looked up the trunk to the green canopy above. The sky that glinted through the leaves looked a long way away. I feel like I'm micro-size already, he gasped. Then he looked round him. The others were nowhere to be seen.
Cat, he called out. Tiger, hey guys, where are you? His shouting disturbed a group of parrots that began squawking in the trees above. Cat was the first to appear. She walked round from behind the tree trunk. This thing is massive, she said, wiping her forehead. Phew, I'm boiling already. Where are the others? Over there. Called out Tiger.
They heard a rustling amongst a patch of broad-leaved plants.
Broad.
Max and Cat rushed over. Give us a hand, will you, said Tiger. His leg was stuck in a boggy hole. Max and Cat took an arm and each and began to pull out Tiger out. The mud gave way, letting him go with a reluctant...
Oh, tough on that one. That's a curl. It's a hard C, that one. So reluctant. If you're reluctant to do something, what does it mean? If you're reluctant... Can you just got a message for me? I'm a little bit reluctant to do that. What do you think it means? You should know. You were reluctant to go on a message for me.
Does it mean you didn't want to do it?
It does, yeah. You're not really keen on doing it. I'm a bit reluctant to do that. Carry on. Squelch, Maddie.
And Meanwhile was crouching down on the forest floor amongst a pile of decaying...
Oh, that's a hard C as well.
Decaying leaves. He was watching a three-horned rhino scuttle over a dead frog. Isn't it amazing that no one knows how many different species of insects there are in the Amazon? Said Ant, as the others joined him.
Stop there, Maddie.